Nation.
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up?
Welcome to Dish Nation.
Yes.
Welcome. Yes. Well, we got bacon today.
All right, y'all. We've got a lot of tea to spill about the drama surrounding Kanye West's album, Donda.
And JoJo Siwa, honey, is dancing for the LGBTQ community. So we'll get into that.
Also, our man Andrew Freud sits down with Awkwafina and Simu Liu to chat about their brand new film, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. But first, Brat, what is going on with all the drama in Kanye's world, yo?
Ooh, child, honey. We finally got to get the Donda album, and it's fire. But Sherry, girl, you called it. It looked like Kim and Kanye could be trying to work things out.
Ooh. I knew it.
Well, y'all, I'm telling you. So after appearing on stage at Kanye's Chicago listening event for his new album, Donda, in a ghost-like wedding dress, fans are guessing that Kim could be giving her baby daddy a second chance. Woo! Now, hold on to y'all excitement, because according to sources, although Kim has been supportive of Ye, and they were even spotted holding hands leaving the event, the divorce is still supposed to be happening.
Wow.
But rumor has it, Kanye's been telling people that him and Kim are back together, honey.
So what do you think, honey, is going on between, honey, these two? Is this PR for Donda, which I think it is?
You know, it's really weird because both of them weirdly understand each other. They love each other. I knew it was going to happen. I don't know if it's going to be like that wedding dress she got on, poof, is gone away. But for right now, it makes me happy.
What? Why it make you happy?
I mean, it's dope when people work out their situations,
Gary. Ray J, honey, had not been for Ray J, we would have never known Kim. She did him like a
Gary,
dog.
Gary, Ray J so was 20 years ago. Get out of the past.
Okay, we ain't living in the past.
Well, speaking of Donda, it has made a lot of people mad out here in these streets. I'm talking Chris Brown, Soulja Boy, Drake's fans, and even Brat's boo, Big Booty Judy. They're all taking shots at Ye. So Soulja Boy is all in his feelings because he said Ye hit him up to come to Atlanta to drop a verse. And when the album dropped, he was nowhere on it. Which makes me really want to hear his verse, because he put everybody on that album. Like, how do you get left off with Donda? Anyway, so he posted the receipts from him and Ye's text message convos on Twitter with the caption, Kanye, SMH, tell homie to hit my phone, no mo. And he said he don't know how to feel about it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
And Chris Brown kept it a buck in a truck with, you know, Kanye, and he said, yo, Kanye, a whole hoe out here. He posted it and quickly deleted it.
Just a quick question, because I'm not a musician. When you do something and collaborate, does that mean they're obligated to use your lyric that you gave to them?
Well, if I've been paid, Sherry, to hop on somebody's record, especially if it's a big artist, one, I'm super excited, and two, you paid me for my service to be on that project, so I'm not expecting to get taken off. That's kind of an insult.
Yeah, but as long as you got paid, shut up. That's how I feel about it.
No,
you got your chance?
No.
But there's even more Kanye beef, y'all. You know, him and Drake have been beefing lately because Drake is about to drop his album as well. Well, it seems like Drake fans took that beef to heart and vandalized Kanye West's childhood home. Y'all, they put signs up, and you think this is too far, y'all?
They were white, honey. That was Drake's white fans, honey.
They put posters on the house.
They said, y'all, that Kanye diss, honey, Judy, too, boo?
Oh, Lord. You know what? They go back and forth all the time, child, so I don't know what to tell you about that. I just know there was some conversation that she was supposed to bust a rhyme on his album and he took her off or something like that. I don't know, child, but get your miracle drops anyway.
So keeping it moving, JoJo Siwa is definitely living her dream like the candy queen. So it has been confirmed that the colorful singer will be a contestant on the upcoming season of Dancing with the Stars. And y'all, JoJo will be the first competitor ever to dance with the same-sex partner on the show.
Wow.
Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
So Dancing with the Stars revealed a video of the sparkly entertainer announcing the exciting news. Check it out.
I am so excited to be a part of this year's Dancing with the Stars season 30 and to be dancing with a girl. I think it's so cool. My puppy Buddy, are you so excited, boy?
What do you think about JoJo breaking barriers for the LGBTQ community?
Is she breaking barriers?
Yeah, television barriers, yes.
I mean, because women dance with each other all the time on TV, so I didn't know that was nothing, no big deal about it. So.
But not this
show. What show would that be, Gary? What show?
Solid Gold and all those
shows.
Solid
Gold's been out there for 50 years.
JoJo Siwa is going to win the whole damn thing. On the fact that she has that dancing background, the fact that so many kids love her, and the fact that, you know, she's like, you know, operating in times of the LGBTQU.
But Brad, now this means that, hey, maybe you and Judy could do a little paso doble on Dance with the Stars.
That'd be dope. That would be dope.
Man, unless they doing the 1-2 step, I can't do it.
Okay. Nobody really wants to see their parents naked, and celebrities are no different. No, you don't. I don't know anybody want to see their parents naked. So, y'all, Amelia Hamlin just caught her parents, Lisa Rinna and Harry Hamlin, in the buff, and she decided to share the moment with her followers. Mm. She dropped this pic, and she said, I just found my parents skinny dipping in the hot tub, and I don't know I'm traumatized or like if it's cute. So what do you think? You think she's trolling her parents, or is this sweet? Tell me.
These two are beautiful actors and actresses. They're two celebrities, so you know what, they have the right to be in a hot tub having some hot and steamy fun together. Leave your parents alone, Amelia. Leave your parents alone.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't want to get in the same jacuzzi as my parents after they've been in there naked, because I don't know what the heck was going on.
Never.
Remember you? I walked in on my mother and father doing it one time, and I'm still in therapy for that.
Sherry, try your grandparents. Your grandparents. That was bad.
Exactly. What was your grandma doing, Chewy?
I think I saw one leg up, bro, and it was just bad. It was bad, y'all.
It was bad
because my grandma has arthritis. So I was like, is she okay? Like, I just thought it was stretches. It was gross.
All right, y'all. Speaking of naked people, it's time for another
Thursday with the Stars.
Woo! And first up, we have Evan Ross. Evan's wife, Ashley Simpson Ross, dropped a picture of the actor in the shower and captioned it, "Happy birthday to the love of my life. Your spirit is truly infectious, and I'm so lucky to spend every day with you. 33, baby." And Evan's sister, Tracy Ellis Ross, jumped in the comments with the shower photo when she was laughing. So, y'all, is this a thirst trap?
When you post your spouse, it is the cutest thing. You proud of your spouse's body. We keep seeing it. Shoot, wouldn't you want to do that with Judy? Brett?
I feel like his wife thirst trapped him on this one, Sherry. This is a thirst trap, but it's not
his
fault. She
pimped him out. But his wife is very tacky. How dare Ashley do that to that man? Diana Ross is that man's mama, honey. That is very humiliating to Ms. Ross that her son is in a naked picture with his wife. That is very tacky.
Is his shower, and he lives there. Come on now, Gary. It's okay.
Anyway, well, up next, honey, is Miss Toni Braxton, baby. The singer shared this video where she's just casually reading a book on the top of her piano. And she said, "Sunday fun day flex, honey."
Love it.
That is definitely a thirst trap, and that is very nasty. Like, she's airing out her I don't like that. That's not good look.
Ooh. It's the sexiest thirst trap I've ever seen. Did y'all see the way she flicked her leg up and pow! I loved it.
Something neither one of y'all could do, but yes, that's just too much.
I ain't trying to sit on nobody's piano, honey. That thing might break. Okay? It be hitting all the wrong keys.
Up next, you won't believe what got Al Roker moist. We'll tell you about it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. Hey.
Hey. We back.
Hey,
it looks like veteran meteorologist Al Roker can weather any storm you throw at him. And I know y'all saw this. Al gave viewers a scare over the weekend when he delivered the Hurricane Ida forecast while getting lashed by waves from the approaching storm. Take a look.
All right, sorry. I guess we lost communication. Communications, Chuck. Right now, we are looking at imminent landfall of this storm.
Ooh! Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Poor Al. Wow.
Yo, that's scary. Wow.
Lord.
Well, I know that there isn't going to be some Emmys for these journalists because so many people commented
they
felt Al was too old to be out there covering the storm. But here's what Al said. Al responded to his naysayers with a post on Instagram. He said, "For all those who were worried about me, A, I volunteered to do this, part of the job. B, my crew and I were safe, and we are back at our hotel. And C, for those who think I'm too old to be doing this, try and keep up.
Damn.
Come on, Al Roker.
Well, here's the thing, Sherry. I don't think his age has anything to do with it. I think heavier, old school Al Roker was able to weather the storm a little differently. He's like half the man he used to be, so it's kind of kicking him around. But he's still rocking.
Treating that man very dirty. Sherry, didn't Al not too long go through an illness or something? Didn't he experience
he went through some stuff,
he survived cancer.
But this is what they do. They put Al out there hoping that damn storm will blow him away where they don't have to fire him or anything.
But you know,
I could only imagine if we sent Gary out there with his church hat on reporting on a storm.
Them little legs would blow away.
He would be like a human kite in the sky, like with that big old hat.
Sure would, baby. But I was staying out there like a tree planted in the water, honey. I shall not be moved, honey. I won't be moved.
All right, y'all, moving on. Lizzo did not feel the wrath of the Hurricane Ida, that is, but she did from Madonna fans. So yesterday, Lizzo took to Twitter to drop her list of music royalty, crowning her picks of the greatest artists across several genres. And Madonna fans were a little bit upset, and they were not too quick to express their outrage after Lizzo gave the title of Queen of Pop to Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
And many fans joked, you spell Madonna wrong.
Ooh, what?
I would have gave it to who wears the doggone title. Madonna wears the title. That's who I would have given it to. You don't give it to somebody who don't wear that damn title.
Janet Jackson is definitely in the conversation.
Yeah.
Janet Jackson has so many records and awards and has influenced generations. When she came out with that doggone her Rhythm Nation, it tore up the nation. So I'm on the Janet train.
And do you realize how many women are in wheelchairs right now because they try to do that stare, that chair thing from the control video? Janet Jackson influenced many.
When Janet did That's the Way Love Goes, and she had that brown, blondish hair, I went and dyed my hair, and all my hair came out.
And it never recovered. Damn.
It never recovered. Ooh, that's why I wear wigs now,
Chewy. Oh, my God.
Okay, gang. Well, according to Forbes, pretty soon gyms, nail salons, hotels, mom and pop stores, and more are set to go on an epic hiring spree in the coming months to meet the pent-up demand for all of these services. Now, I truly miss the movie theater and concerts, to say the truth, and I really can't wait for things to get all the way back to normal. What about you, bro?
Oh, yes, Headcracker. I really miss the spa, honey. Now, I'm in need of a really good spa, honey, date after working so hard here at Dish.
I feel that. And with all these businesses reopening, that means that millions of jobs will need to be fulfilled. So where do these businesses turn to fill the roles fast? ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation.
Yep, and honey, when you post a job on ZipRecruiter, they send your job to over 100 top job sites, giving you access, honey, to their network of millions of job seekers.
And you can easily review recommended candidates and invite your top choices to apply for your job, which encourages them to apply faster. And according to the ZipRecruiter internal data, jobs where employers invite candidates to apply get 2.5 times more candidates.
Okay, so that sounds like a hiring spree that works to me, honey. So tell the people where they can go work, Headcrack.
Well, right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, which is ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Up next, our buddy Andrew Freund hangs out with Awkwafina and the cast of the new movie, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation and welcome here to Southern Portugal. I am getting ready to speak with Awkwafina and the cast of Shang-Chi. Take a look.
Oh God.
We make a good team.
What is it like having your own action figure? Let's get that out of the way right now.
It's very cool to have your own action figure. You know, you could play with yourself, so to speak.
Now, your characters like karaoke. Let's get into this. What is your go-to karaoke song, or what do you like to sing in the shower?
What I like to sing in the shower is probably like Baby Shark. And then I yell at myself because it's on a loop, and I forget like the other family members or the shark family, so I only know like the little one. And then my go-to karaoke song. Well, I think it's, you know, I think Wonderwall. You know, I think I always find myself doing Wonderwall at some point, or Journey.
Hey, go-to karaoke song and why?
Yes. Okay. It depends. Yeah. It depends. If it's just me, I'll do John Legend. You know, I'll do All of Me. What would I do without you? You know, a little soulful. I do a little Backstreet Boys. You are my fire, the one desire, you know? And then if I have a partner, see, this is very important. If I have a partner, right, then we're doing Disney. We're doing Disney. We're doing a whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. And actually, that makes the movie.
Obviously, now you're part of the MCU universe. What other kind of MCU characters would you like to join you, Awkwafina? If you could kind of have a trio or a triplet, who would you like to see in your mix?
I love Groot, and I love Wanda. So, them.
Is this a pitch? Do I need to get this to?
I don't know. You have a better. I mean, because I would love. We could go out with this tomorrow. I could wrangle all the Marvel guys right now. We could do this tomorrow. Me and you.
what would the Groot Wanda film be like? What do you think? What would that be like?
I think it would be called Gruwandady. And it would be the three of us, and it would be essentially a rom-com.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like, who's dating who?
I think that we're living our own lives, but we come together at this one cafe, you know, maybe downtown, and we talk about our Tinder dates. I don't know. I don't know what it would be. We can spitball, though, you and I.
All right. All right. Nora, I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it's time for a new segment called Brad and Gary to the Rescue. That's right, honey. Niece, just me and Brad, honey. So now that is where we give advice to a downtrodden celebrity. And Brad, it looks like, honey, Doja Cat, honey, is in need of some help. Now, she revealed this to Missy Elliott in an interview. So, Brad, can you give me, honey, your best Doja Cat?
When it comes to rap, I could be better. I should focus on my pen now more than ever. I need to talk about my life more and what's going on, but I never felt like I fit in. Sometimes I get writer's block because I don't want to write something stupid. Then I'll restart and eventually just give up. But when I do it right, I'm really, really happy about it.
My thing is, though, honey, I mean, do we want to hear about her life or we want to hear about her singing?
Well, we want to hear about whatever she feels comfortable writing about and telling us, you know, that's a part of her story, whether it's something somebody else went through or something she went through, whatever she feels. Write it, sing about it, and don't be so hard on yourself, because the things that you're hard on yourself about, somebody is going to love it.
Well, why don't she write about why she thought she was a cow? That's what I want to know, honey. Let us know about that. I mean, that's very interesting.
She did write about it, Gary.
Well, bless little Doja Cat's spirit, honey. I love her, honey. And I just can't wait to see what's next coming from the cat, even though she said she was a cow.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.